The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 12th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, or not...
Very good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, guys?
Is at the helm today.
So nice to have you here. Look, it's we are working in a new producer here, so we appreciate you
baseball's coming.
Taking an interest and learning the helm.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Well, it's kind of like being on the Enterprise, Starship Enterprise.
I like that.
And, but don't beam us anywhere, okay?
Of course.
You have no idea what I... Do you know what I'm talking about, Star Trek?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
What
planet do you think she's on?
She has immigrated here from Ukraine, and we're really happy to have her. And
absolutely.
She's here, but I didn't, I don't know how much of the past pop culture...
That's true.
You know, it may have been below their, skylines in Ukraine.
I don't know. What was the Star Wars that you're aware of? That's a question for a producer.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
It's like kind of a American culture, and everybody was famous with this. And
okay.
Yeah, well, there we go. We're going to do that kind of thing occasionally.
When I lived in Croatia, everybody went home and watched Oprah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it was probably did more to teach people about the United States, and I'm not sure if that was great, but, yeah, the Oprah show was on. But moving right along. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot. Our temperatures today will be high of 64, overnight lows of 39. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 68, overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 70. Friday night, mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 45. Now, Saturday will be sunny with a high of 72, and Sunday a high of 72. Beautiful, beautiful week ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson, that senior and veteran-owned business, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. And their number is 365-3793. Now, we have a familiar guest with us in the studios this morning, meaning that we saw him last year. I was trying to figure it out because I knew he looked familiar, but I wasn't quite sure, so I'm tuning in now. Let's welcome to our show Nathan Knutson. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so very much for having me on this early in the morning.
Oh, absolutely. Well, listen, if you're a trail guy, because you look super healthy, Reading Trail Alliance is your group.
Yes.
All right. So you get up early in order to, you're probably riding the trails.
You're probably in your 20th mile right now.
No. If work doesn't make me get up early, I don't get up early. So it all depends on the job.
Okay.
So Reading Trail Alliance is your baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my passion and my employment. So it's amazing.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Your passion and your employment. When you say if work doesn't get you up early, is the Reading Trail Alliance like a profession?
Yeah. So it's a nonprofit. We are a 501c3, but we are also we're an organization. We have 6 employees. So to accomplish our mission, we find it best to, when you pay people, things get done.
Yeah, it's true. So tell us a little bit about Reading Trail Alliance, because I know you're obviously here this morning. We love to be able, like if an event is coming up or to highlight who you are. How did today's interview come about?
So today's interview came about because Reading Trail Alliance, as a nonprofit, throughout the year, we do put on different events. Some of them fundraisers, some of them are more just community oriented to promote our mission and to promote our trails. And so today's opportunity came about because of the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge. And it's one of those community events. It's not really a fundraiser for us. It's more about just getting people outside to experience the amazing trail system that we have.
All right, so tell us about the Bigfoot Trail experience, because I think we talked about this before. It's so funny to look at these little stickers on the back of cars.
Okay, yeah.
The latest one is Bigfoot, a unicorn, and a spaceship.
Uh-huh.
That's a cute one.
Is that you guys?
No, but I've actually had inspiration from that. So another trail guy I know up in Weaverville, he was wearing that shirt, and it has Bigfoot, unicorn, and an alien. It says something about, you know, I don't know what it said, but that was like our big, like, aha moment, because we realized we also have another event called the Lemurian Classic.
Oh, wow.
Mountain bike race. And the Lemurians are an alien race that live in Mount Shasta or whatever. So it dawned on me, we have two events that are named after these mythical creatures. So now we need to come up with something that's a unicorn also.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So tell, share with our listening audience, Nathan, being out on the trail. Now, do you, oftentimes just throw the bike on the back of your car and go up mountain biking, on the trails alone, or are you always with a group?
Oh, no. No, I'll be out alone sometimes.
Okay.
Trail activities for me, it's about everything you do. Get your health benefits. You're out there. You're enjoying the outdoors mentally. It's healthy. Physically, it's healthy. But it's also very much a social activity for me. So I usually like to try and ride with people, because that's a big part of the enjoyment.
So can you share with our listeners, because the only reason I'm trying to visualize, we had a lady that would come on our show regularly, and she was a veterinarian, and she would be somebody who was like a hardcore dirt biker.
Okay.
And a mountain biker, and she'd come in sometimes with bruises and scabs.
Kara Tennant, Dr. Tennant. She left probably about 4 years ago.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Went up to Oregon. She found
okay.
Love. But she was a big mountain biker.
Okay.
And she did. She came in with a face plant one day.
Yep. Right? It happens.
Yeah.
Stitchy, she said, "Can you see it?" And I went, yeah. Yeah, Kara, I can.
But
yeah.
It's when it's
in but it looks good on you, because if a person doesn't have scars, I don't trust them, frankly. This is just Carl saying.
Yeah.
If you don't have scars from life, you haven't lived life.
Yeah. No, mountain biking, it has, I would say it's got like this 2 to 4 year break-in period. And I'm going to testament to that, but so is my wife. I think for the first 4 years of riding, she had a perma rash on her arm, so you know, just heal up and then she'd get another one. So but she was tough, stuck through it.
Well, our other producer in there, Liam, he's gotten back into biking now, and he came in the other day with his knees.
Yeah.
He had rash.
We were talking about that.
He had trail rash.
Yeah.
We're here with Nathan Knudsen, who heads up the Running Trail Alliance, and they've got a big event coming here, but we want to talk more about is biking. I mean, we're building all these trails in Reading, obviously, along the river, out to the dam, all these new trails.
Mm-hmm.
Are people using them, or is that more of a walking trail and, you know, people that are mountain bikers and road racers and all that, they wouldn't be using those trails, so, or do they?
No, that absolutely. That all the trails we build, and people love trails. So we'll literally be cutting in a trail kind of like hidden, and people sniff them out. People love new trails. So as soon as you build a trail, it's being used. You have people out walking it, people biking it, people jogging it. People just like to experience new trails. So absolutely, there's a huge need for them. We do have a huge infrastructure. We have over 200 miles of trails around here, but there is definitely a need for more.
Okay. We like that, because we can always talk about, now that we have that statistic, I didn't know it until now, that we have over 200 miles of trails. That is when you're talking to me, where do you live? Well, we live up here, and did you know? I like that.
And
now you know that too, our listeners.
And that's growing. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer. We're talking about Doug Tula here. It's a veteran-owned business. He's been doing this for over 30 years. He's got deals you can't believe. I mean, there's so many I can't even say it during our morning message to you, but he's also local. Don't use the 800 number, my friends. Go local. His number is 530-241-3474. 530-241-DISH. and find out from Doug all the things he's got going. And like I said, he's a local guy and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back. Okay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for a free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk free with our money back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming also on KCNR1460.com.
And Nathan is being brought, Nathan Knutson of Redding Trail Alliance, is being sponsored here on our show today by Cornerstone Community Bank, because they are a sponsor for many local events and organizations. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one down, the newest one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It truly is a community bank. And like I said, Nathan Knutson of Redding Trail Alliance. And during the break, we discussed a couple of things, but let's talk about the Bigfoot Challenge first. And that's going on right now. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it started. Bigfoot Adventure Challenge. It started on April 1st. So the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge originally started as the Mayor's Mountain Bike Challenge. We had Mayor Brent Weaver, and he was big into mountain biking, and he wanted to expose.
Yeah, I remember that.
He wanted to highlight our amazing trail system. And so him and a number of other individuals kind of collaborated and came up with this idea just to get people out. And so after running as the Mayor's Mountain Bike Challenge for a couple of years, we rebranded it the Bigfoot Mountain Bike Challenge because we wanted it to be bigger than just Redding. We have trails in Weaverville. We have trails in Mount Shasta that we use and love regularly. And we wanted to expose those to people. And we also wanted to expose our trails to the people who live in those communities. So we grew to the Bigfoot Mountain Bike Challenge. And then this year, because of Cornerstone's support, we're able to grow it to the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge. So not only is it mountain biking, but it's trail running or hiking. You don't have to run. This isn't a timed event. You just go out and, you know, you go out and choose what trail you want to use. And then there's also gravel. We've included gravel biking. Mm. Gravel biking is this interesting hybrid of like road biking, but mountain biking. So they usually look like road bikes, but they typically have bigger tires. And so you can ride on pavement quickly, but then you can also go off road. So they're more geared towards like dirt roads and mellow trails, and so we've included those this year also. And then we also have a junior passport, which just engages young ones. It gets them outdoors. It lets them have their own adventures. And so we have those four different passports to get people outside.
Okay, so I understand you have all these different things, but if somebody participates in this, are there prizes? Or?
Yeah. So participation is super easy. It's free to participate. You go to the website, you look at what challenge you want to participate in, or maybe you're going to participate in all of them, and you download the passport. And that passport, it outlines different categories of rides or runs, and you're like, okay, I feel like I want to maybe do this one. And then you go online, and we have links to the route information. It tells you exactly how you're going to go on that trail or go on that route. And so that's all your instruction. You go, you experience it, you have fun, you maybe get lost, maybe don't get lost, hopefully not. But that's the big thing, is this isn't a race. There's no race course. It's really just people experiencing the trails. So after you do your ride, your run, you check it off of the passport. And then after you do, you only have to complete three routes, and then you can turn your passport in and you get a pair of Bigfoot Adventure Challenge socks, which I'm wearing today.
Oh, how fun. I want to see those at the break. A couple things came into my mind, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah.
The first thing is your outreach. So are you able, because years ago, and I'm not sure how it works now, where they used to have assemblies. Can you get in front of schools? Have you gotten in front of schools?
We work with Healthy Shasta on this, and they are connected to this school community. So they have been able to promote the junior challenge within the schools.
Okay.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, because I think that would be cool, because you're the spokesperson, and everything about your vibe is super cool. So I can see any age would be like, well, you know, dude, hey, what are we doing? The other thing is that, you know, can you get in front of, like, the teen center, where they're always looking to, I mean, we've had them come on the air and talking about, getting adult volunteers. You got to fill out the paperwork and do all the stuff like that. But I was just thinking about these kids that are, you know, kind of don't really have, they need to clamp onto something that inspires them. And I think there's nothing more that can inspire an individual, a young individual, than nature.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree. And we haven't taken that route yet. And I love that idea.
Just let my heart to your heart. I just felt that.
No, so. I love it. We still have a month and a half to participate in this. So we will. We will engage the teen center.
I like that.
And that's what I'm so excited about this year with like the trail running passport or the trail walking passport. In the past, to participate, you had to have a mountain bike. And there's definitely a little bit of a barrier there. Mountain bikes aren't cheap. And so now you don't even need that. You just need a pair of shoes, or you could go barefoot, I guess.
That's great, because I really believe that's the cure for these kids that get so lost in online, or they have trouble communicating, so there's that barrier. And then the nature, I mean, there's studies about it, that you troubled kids getting into, not saying that somebody at the teen center is troubled, but once they're in nature. So I think what you're doing, too, is that it's kind of a real camaraderie with the trail system and what you're doing to help build the trails, acknowledge the trail so that one can be in nature in the trail. So mm-hmm. it's respect all around.
Absolutely.
I've downloaded your passport here.
Oh, excellent. And, which one?
This is for just for the mountain.
Okay.
And it's set up so some people think, well, you know, I'm kind of like the casual mountain biker, and I don't want to get hanging on the side of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got your rides written into or set down to beginners, intermediate, and advanced.
Absolutely.
And if you ride three beginning ones, like, say, Oak Bottom, Hombeck, and downtown to Salt Creek,
mm-hmm.
you get a pair of socks.
You get a pair of socks. Not only that, but we do have a grand finale party. I don't remember. I think it's June 6th, I believe. But that's on the website. Don't quote me on that.
That's right.
So we do have a grand finale party that you must be present at to win. But we will be giving away each passport. So if you participate in the mountain bike passport, we turn it in. Your name gets entered. And so our first prize is $300 gift card of your choice to any outdoor store. Second prize is $200. Third prize is $100.
And that's just the drawing.
That's just the drawing at the end, yeah. But everybody gets socks.
You guys are
okay,
doing a
now,
great job.
There's more.
Well, we've got just about 5 minutes left, but I do – go ahead, please, because we want to end with the May 13th.
We could have more.
We need to really circle May 13th.
More.
Okay.
And if you do every one of those – like if you check
every box there.
And it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you write every one of them, you get a hat.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to write everyone on the passport, all the advanced, like everyone. So, yes.
You mean every one of them?
Everyone,
Beginner, intermediate, and advanced?
So to black it out is very much a challenge.
That's the hat you're wearing.
How long
are you? I actually blacked it out in 21. Is that what this hat is?
Yeah, blackout 21.
Yeah, so I did that year. It was difficult.
All right. Now, you are having an event on May 13th.
Yes. Super excited about it. It's an event within the event, so it's the Trail Mixer. We're collaborating with Bureau of Land Management to hold it out at Swayze Recreation Area. And the goal with this was to bring everybody together that utilizes our trails to some capacity. So we're going to have the Birdwatcher Society out there, hopefully, the Native Plant Society. We'll have all of our land managers. The Whiskeytown National Park will be there. The Forest Service will be there. The City of Reading will be there. Backcountry Horsemen will be there. Will be there. So what it is, it's bringing everybody together that engages with trails, the Trail Mixer, and helps educate people on other aspects of trail use. So
this is May 13th.
We share the trails, and you know, it's how do you handle you're coming down the trail and here's a horse coming up the other direction,
right?
How do you overtake a horse? And so there's ways of doing it. So there's nobody getting weird out there.
It's called etiquette.
Horses are huge proponents of that. Mm-hmm. We're absolutely,
everybody has to be, you know, a horse will see a person with a big hump on its back and, you know, maybe the first time they've seen that. Or here comes a mountain bike down the trail and mm-hmm. we've all got to be kind of like slowing down. And, the big one is llamas.
Horses and llamas?
I've heard, I've never run into a llama, but I've heard that llamas and horses, and the first time a horse sees a llama, it's kind of like, oh. And it may not be just like, oh.
Oh, you mean like because of the packing and all that?
Okay. Oh, yeah, because they're coming down the trail. Right. So that's good. That's May 13th. That's going to go from 10 to 3. Yeah,
10 to 3.
We could do that.
We're going to have free hot dogs out there, so come out. We'll give you a hot dog, and we may even have some beverages.
Well, I love is that if people, our listeners right now, and those people who are online, you have an inclusive place, location, where, you know, we've had the backcountry horsemen on, we've had, you know, the plant, we've had them all on.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a place that on May 13th, tell me where Swayze Recreational Area is.
So if you head out Placer to Swayze, you turn north on Swayze, just about a mile up the road, you just go past Grant. Grant's on your right. Swayze Recreation will be a little ways further up on your left.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, super easy
now,
to find.
This Bigfoot Adventure Challenge. Okay. You don't have to have a bike. You can walk it or run it.
Yep.
And I'm looking at those right now, at the trails they're having to do. You can gravel bike it, mm-hmm. which is a road bike with bigger tires.
Yeah.
We always kind of like hybrids that they don't do as good as either bike.
Exactly.
But you can use them. And then there's for kids.
Yeah, the junior challenge. They junior can challenge. Just gets them out. They don't need a bike. They don't. Yeah, they just get out and
which
explore the outdoors.
Which age groups on that for kids?
You would ask me that.
No, I could just see Linda entering the.
Oh no, you don't qualify. There's definitely an age limit. I think I'm pretty sure it's listed in the passport.
I'm sure it is.
Come on.
Okay.
All right. So
now,
May 13th.
How do people get a hold of you and say, hey, you know what? I mean, this is easy. All you have to do is download.
Yep.
And do they have to do anything else after they do that?
No, they just they need to email the passport back in
right.
to submit
send
it.
Send it back to you.
Yep.
But you fill it out and then you send it back in. I mean, you don't have to meet anybody because we know, you know, sometimes hikers and bikers are just kind of like out there on their own. You can do it, fill it out, send it in.
Mm-hmm.
Show up, get your socks. Or yep. You send the socks. I guess you should.
No, we do like little meetups for the socks. So we'll have it out like at different sports stores, or we'll even do it out at Swayze. You come out and get your pair of socks. We'll do that multiple times throughout the event.
And there's no time limits on these things. Like
no, it's not a race.
It's not a race.
Just
so
get out.
If you've got a, what do they usually range the lengths of the trails?
It varies greatly. The beginner routes are, you know, 5 miles. This is mountain biking. Intermediate ones are 10 to 12, and the advanced are 20 plus miles.
Okay. So, you know, you can take it any time you want, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're on a 6-miler and you want to sit and rest for an hour, have
go
lunch,
for
go for it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Nathan. Nathan Knudsen, the Reading
Trail
Alliance.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you being with us this morning. We love to talk about the beautiful aspects of our North State.
It'd be great when you come back. And maybe bring one of your riders.
Okay.
You know,
we
say,
can do that.
This is why I did this, and I had 2 months to do it, and I did, and I did every maybe one that blacks out everything.
That'd be fun. Let's put
yeah,
it on the books
for
after
okay.
it's over.
Okay.
That's great. Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
We do have to take a break here at KCNR. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's currently 49 degrees, and our temperatures today, we are going to have, I got to look this up again. Sorry, folks. We're going to be at 64. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Carl's going to be getting in there pretty soon. Jeff, if you're listening, for cracks and chips up to 24 inches, can you believe that? Bring your vehicle in for free inspection analysis. Get your windshield repaired by Master Windshield Repair Specialist. That's Crack Master at 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back.
A better-known business.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. We're the app for the cool and the music is the business with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474 or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is Wednesday the 12th, 7:36 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And they have a program called the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost mission program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. No falls, no injuries. You stay in your home longer. This program may be able to help. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We're talking like handrails and grip rails and showers and maybe even ramps. So give them a call, 530-842-1687. All right. You've heard of Whole Foods, my dear.
Yes. That's where I used to get my rolled. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, Whole Foods is, you know, they built a flagship store in San Francisco a year ago.
Flagship store?
Kind of a flagship store, you know, big store a year ago. Mm. Closed it.
Closed
it, and let me tell you why. This is what they said. The safety of our employees and our customers. In 1 year after spending millions of dollars in building this thing, obviously, they said they're letting their employees work in other Whole Food areas, but San Francisco, downtown by the wharf, is too dangerous for their people to work at, plus the theft was astronomical. In San Francisco, the gateway to the world, to the Pacific, the city, as it's called. Not only that, but one of the safest districts in San Francisco is where that tech mogul was stabbed to death at 2 o'clock in the morning. We talked about this earlier, but this is considered one of the safest places in San Francisco, and he was stabbed to death. So then Walgreens leaving San Francisco. Carl's Jr. left San Francisco. All of these businesses down there, they have a petition in Oakland from like 37 different businesses that want their tax money back. They said, give it back to us because you are not protecting us. The streets are in horrendous shape, and we are being put out of business by these people who assault our customers, steal our merchandise. And this is in San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities at one time in the world. And this is where they're at right now.
So what's it going to take to change?
Martial law.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. They don't. And here's the other thing. One of their supervisors who had called to defund the police said this. We need more police over here. We need more police. But she was one of the leaders of the defund the police movement. And then I don't know if I told the story yesterday about this family that lived in Oakland.
Was that Oakland? I thought it was another city.
No, it was in Oakland.
Okay.
And it was their dream house. And there was a squatter living in the house next to him, and he started a war with – I mean, he just started attacking him, throwing bricks through the windows. They literally boarded up – can you believe this, my friends? They boarded up the windows in their house because this guy would throw rocks and stuff to it. They called the police 23 times. Nothing happened. The responses were – you know what? We're understaffed. This is, you know, we've got some real serious crimes going on out here, and I'm sorry, but, you know, we can't do it. One time they actually had a policeman show up when this guy had, you know, had already injured the woman by throwing a brick through the window, and she was cut by the glass and everything. And the policeman said, here, take a walk or I'll have to arrest you. And the guy just walks off down the street. He didn't arrest the guy after all of this. So they put a restraining order on him, which is as good as a piece of paper is, if the police don't do anything about it. So they sold the house, their dream house. They were moving away, and as they were moving out, the husband was outside, you know, wrapping it up, and this guy comes out, chases him down the street, and shoots him, kills him. And now the wife is suing the county, the police department, individual officers for this. I mean, any time within those 2 years, they could have done something. She's suing the homeowner because the homeowner didn't do anything to get this guy out of there.
The squatter.
But with squatting, if you're reading more and more about this, people just go in into a house that say it's for sale, you know, or people maybe use it for a short-term rental and they're not there, and somebody just moves in. And then once they're in there, it's a battle to get them out. So it's not like trespassing. No, I live here now.
We have a house on our street that's been vacant for some time that we think.
Yeah, but we watch it.
That the
nobody's living in there.
We don't know that.
Well, I know that.
I
go down and I look in the backyard. I look through the windows. I spray paint. No, you're right.
I look, when?
But you're right. You know, some people could do that. Anyway.
That's just horrible.
It is horrible. It's where are our rights? Some woman just walked in here. Now she has, you know, and she's off the streets or something. You know, we know that she's having mental problems, and she's not rude or anything like that. When you ask her to leave, she leaves. But we've had others come in here that were not that nice, and. But where are the rights of the taxpayers? Where are our rights? Why do people who live on the streets and they go into stores and steal hundreds of dollars of merchandise? Oh, we don't have enough room for them in the jail. Well, that's right. We don't have enough room for them in the jail. But then you've got other laws that, you know, AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 52. I mean, all of these, they're on the sides of the criminals. They don't think about the communities and the impact it has on us. And people scream about, oh, the board of supervisors are doing this, or the city council is doing this. Anything they can do to get a little more control of our local area, you got to take a look at what they're trying to do. Do I agree with everything they're doing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But what they're trying to do is take control of our area so we have more of a say about what happens. And what's wrong with that?
Well, you and I discussed this the other night, and it it kind of...
Yeah, we do
you know,
talk about these things, you know, besides here.
We do. We talked about last night about, I don't know, we went to dinner at a Mexican food restaurant in Palo Cedro last night. and we had said, you know, we both feel like we're hearing our parents. We didn't say that to each other, but that's what I was thinking. In that the world as we grew up, so many things have changed, been taken away, not acceptable. The world as we've known, the rules, some of the etiquette, that was refreshing to hear Nathan from the trails, because there's an etiquette. You know, you're on a horse or you're on a bike and you're sharing the same trail, there's an etiquette. Like motorcycles on the street, there's an etiquette. You have a law. This is why we really believe in law enforcement. Does it sometimes, it's human beings too that are doing this, so there's always going to be an error and there will be a mistake. But we are just talking about how the world has changed so much from how we grew up. Right, Carl?
Things have changed, and they've changed into the extent that that you've got to watch what pronouns you use about people. If I look at people and I go he or him or she and her, I mean, it used to be pretty easy. But now I'm getting emails with their preferred pronouns on it. I don't care. There's two sexes. You may not like to hear it. Male and female. Sorry. If you're saying that there's three sexes, it's not. It's two. How you identify yourself, how you identify yourself, but then you want me to accept, you know, that even though we know a family whose daughter went from female to male, mm-hmm. had all the surgeries and mm-hmm. all that, and is now a male.
Right.
Is a male. I can understand that. You know what? That's, you know, they went the whole enchilada for that. They, the family, is having problems with it. They can't handle that. And if somebody goes to that point where they have gender-affirming surgeries and all this, I figure that person is pretty much locked into it.
Right.
It's when kids that are 10 or 11 are being able to make these decisions without parents knowing about it, I just go into a high hover. You know, this is such a huge, huge, huge decision to make when you're 11 years old. Give me a break. We got to take a break.
Well,
and speaking
yeah, well,
of breaks, let's take a
break. Well, oh, yeah. We're over. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
I stay under glass. I look through my window. So
welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Linda's picking on me this morning. I just want to let everybody know, you know, in case I show up tomorrow with a black eye. Good morning, everybody. Today's the 12th of April, 7:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California, your only full-service jewelry store in Redding.
Now, you've got the five things, according to CNN.
Yeah, I always, well, they do have a really good five things when you're looking around.
Anything
to see. Okay.
Okay.
So the number one is the, of course, Louisville shooting.
Whoa.
They're going to hold a vigil today to let community members grieve the five people killed this week in a bank shooting.
Okay.
It does feel that we have a huge amount of shootings recently throughout the world, but especially in the United States.
Well, I think this is the fourth one this year of a mass shooting like that. But here's what I know about this. The guy worked there. There were no indications from anybody that anything like this was going to happen. The guy has his master's. He's got two master's. He was working there in their portfolios. However, he was being fired from that company. He came in during a meeting with a rifle and killed, well, he shot five people. Four died right away. One died later. Just saw the video of the police coming in, and they, you know, the first two police were in there. One of them got out a rifle. They went in from two sides up the front, and one of the policemen was shot, dropped right then. I believe that's the policeman that's in serious condition. He was wounded in the head. The other one was returning fire. Other police coming in, and then the one guy shot the shooter, you know, inside the bank. He shot him from outside into the bank. Now, here's some things that are coming out. This guy was like a star basketball player for his high school, into college.
What made him snap?
I mean, he is just, you know, you upper middle class family.
Wonder.
You can't use, nobody knows. His friends are just dumbfounded. He sent messages to his parents that, you know, left a message, hey, I'm going to go shoot up the bank. something was brought up yesterday, and I'm not saying this is the reason. I don't know if we'll ever know the reason, but he had several concussions.
I'm wondering, let's just do an autopsy on the brain.
I would hope they do that because he had several concussions, enough so that when he was playing basketball, he had to wear a helmet or a protective gear on his head to be able to play basketball because of all the concussions he was getting. So I'm not saying that's the reason.
No, but they still need to study the brain.
And not an excuse, but...
I'm not trying to interrupt, but I think the reason being, and it's along the lines of what you're saying, is that how do you go through life, just like that guy who stabbed the kids in the house, how do you go through not knowing as a family, not knowing as friends, and all of a sudden a snap happens and this horrific crime committing, taking the lives of others. That should be a huge study.
Well, I'm sure they do that, but here's the problem. In most of these cases, the shooter's dead. Either takes their own life or he gets into a shootout. He or she, mainly he, gets in a shootout with police and they kill him. But we've got to recognize those two officers that were charging up there.
Gosh.
And one of them may not live. He's in stable condition now. The other one is still alive. I mean, he was not hit, but they went running up to the entrance, and the guy was waiting for him and started shooting. So will we ever know? Who knows?
25-year-old. He was 25.
But he was getting fired. Maybe, you know, his whole life had been one of success, obviously. You know, a star basketball player on the teams, went through college, had got masters. He was well respected. Everybody liked him, but he was getting fired from maybe its first job. Could that have?
I don't know.
He's never had to face adversity like that. You're fired. You're not.
Yeah, but
enough.
You know, people face adversity all the time. They don't go get a gun and take.
That's true.
I mean, it's just
you're absolutely right.
That is like. That's a snap. Okay, number two, Indiana fire. About 2,000 people in eastern Indiana received evacuation orders yesterday after a large fire at a recycling plant began emitting toxic smoke. The fire, which created a thick black fume over industrial buildings in a neighborhood, is expected to burn for days and is a definitely toxic, Indiana State Fire Marshal Steve Jones said. There's a host of different chemicals. The plastics give off when they're on fire.
Have you seen photos of this fire or videos? It is unbelievable. I mean, it's huge. And when they're doing it's a recycling plant. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine everything that's in there, all the plastic, all the, Naga hide, everything that's in there that is burning like that. That's going to be interesting.
Well, what I think about this, these chemical leaks, I think about the plant life, the human beings, of course, babies, animals that are grazing, that are living on the premises, plant life, because that stuff goes into the soil. And how do you, they say it's cleaned up. Really? Come on. Does it clean up or does that go down into the soil that you're eating your food from? That's a whole other that's a whole other show, folks. I'm working on that. That will probably be in about a 3-month period of time about what really are we eating in today's environment and today's society. It's just anyway. That's a whole thing I'm studying. Number three, leaked documents. The leaked classified Pentagon documents. This just makes my stomach turn. Posted to social media suggests that U.S. is pessimistic that Ukraine can quickly end the war against Russia. The documents highlight specific weaknesses in both Ukraine's weaponry and Russia's military offense, predicting a stalemate for months. This is a prediction for months to come.
As hard as it is on Ukraine, the longer it lasts, the more it drains the Russians of soldiers, equipment, and money. But the big story on this is those leaked documents. I mean,
the
amount of damage control the Pentagon is trying to use is unbelievable. There's things going out there that nobody knew about.
Well, there's also they're gathering about China as well, and so they've launched a criminal investigation underlined into who may have leaked them. I mean,
good luck on that.
Oh my gosh, it just. We've been talking about order today, that in society and in a country and in we need some kind of order. And right now it feels like our order or what we have known is so out of balance. So what we could have said, I know this to be true, is just the lines are blurred, the lines are being erased. What is what you can, what you can't say? So many different things that you're feeling like, oh my God, you know, my country's under siege. All right, so we've got four more. We've got cyclone.
We've got 5 seconds.
Okay, we got banned books too.
When we come back from the break, Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce should be joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Consumer prices continued their march higher last month, although the rate of the increase slowed a bit. The consumer price index gaining 0.1% month over month. That compared to a 0.4% increase January to February. Louisville, Kentucky police releasing body cam video from this week's deadly mass shooting at a downtown bank. Graphically illustrating what officers face during an active shooter situation.
I think I got him down. I think he's down. You get off, draw now.
Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey says the officers provided exactly the response that was needed. Police say the gunman was a bank employee who legally purchased the gun that was used in the attack and that he targeted his victims. Another Republican one step closer to entering the 2024 presidential race.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is out with a new video.
I'm announcing my exploratory committee for president.
In the video, Scott highlights his biography as a black man who overcame poverty and says liberal Democrats have weaponized race to divide the country. He blames President Biden and the radical left for choosing a culture of grievance. And Scott appeals to religious conservatives, promising to defend conservative values, including religious liberty and the right to life. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has filed suit against House Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Jim Jordan. Bragg seeking to quash congressional oversight of his activities, including the indictment of former President Trump. Jordan says the former president was indicted for committing no crime. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 19 points, but the Nasdaq down 46 points, and the S&P 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
A Mexican immigration agency chief is to be charged in connection with a deadly fire.
The decision to file charges against Francisco Garduno, the head of Mexico's National Immigration Institute, was announced late Tuesday by the Federal Attorney General's office. He'll face criminal charges in a fire that killed 40 migrants in Ciudad Juarez last month. Anger initially focused on two guards who were seen fleeing the March 27 fire without unlocking the cell door. door. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China says recent air and sea drills simulating an encirclement of Taiwan were intended as a serious warning to pro-independence politicians on the self-governing island and their foreign supporters. Beijing says 3 days of air and sea exercises were a response to recent provocations and were necessary to safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity. News and analysis, townhall.com. One European country having a terrible time with vandalism launched a crackdown.
Italy will push for stiff five-figure fines on vandals who damage monuments or other cultural sites. The government approved legislation championed by the culture minister that would impose fines as high as $65,000 against such vandals. Culture Minister Gennaro Sangiuliano said that it recently cost the government $44,000 to clean the facade of the 15th-century Palazzo Madama, which is home to the Italian Senate, after it was vandalized recently. Just days ago, climate change activists dumped black dye into the waters of a monumental fountain sculpted by Bernini at the foot of the Spanish Steps. Keith Peters reporting.
A huge smoky fire in an old factory building has forced people from their homes in Richmond, Indiana. Authorities say the smoke is toxic. People should avoid breathing it to the extent possible. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Near Talk Radio with Carl and Bott. Today, the 12th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are on the cutting edge of technology over there. With they've got this one procedure called the Cardio MEMS, which allows people with congestive heart failure to lay on a pillow at their home. And it sends the message to their heart doctor, who then, if they notice something that may be happening, they can adjust their medication and they never have to go to the hospital. This is just one of the things they have at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay.
All right. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday hump day. This is KCNR again. Welcome to our show. We're very excited about our next segment here with Jake Mangus. But first, the weather, high of 64 today, overnight lows of 39. Clear skies. Thursday, sunny with a high of 68. Thursday night, calls for mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 42. Friday, sunny once again with a 70. Highs of 70s. Beautiful. Friday night, overnight lows of 45. Saturday, looks like we've got a beautiful week ahead of us. 72 on Saturday and mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 72. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company in Anderson where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Jesus.
Well, Jay put on his glasses. He's grown a beard. Carl's got a mustache. They're having hair face envy.
Your turn. You know. Well, you
my
have
my turn. Like, where am I growing hair?
You have no hair.
Thank you. TMI.
TMI. Yes, it's on. Say
hello.
No, it's not on. Hey, how about turning on his microphone?
There we go. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, yes. I'm hot now. I can hear that.
Oh, let's turn him down a little bit.
That's right. We're working on a new producer, and she's doing a great job.
Yay. 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 Okay.
nice.
You know, when you had those glasses on,
sir,
those aviator glasses, you reminded me of Joe Biden.
Oh, boy. Hey, anybody want some glasses?
The only thing you had to say was, hey, come on. Come on.
Hey, let's go for a bike ride. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
These glasses were given to me by my Air Force son, which was pretty fun. We were at the new Top Gun movie last year on my birthday, and he goes, Dad, I know you love this movie. I'm going to give you my aviators and I'm going to also give you my dog tag. So it was actually, you know, the best gifts that I got last year, sitting right next to him. He was home on leave, and he's in Okinawa and in the middle of a four-year run over there. Mama talks to him all the time, and video calls are amazing, right?
Is he married?
He's not.
Okay.
He will be.
So here's the thing. The last time mom was talking to Joe, he was talking about his girlfriend, who is, could you imagine, an Okinawan.
Yes.
Local.
Okay.
And her name is Mizuki, and I believe she is a dental hygienist. And so it sounds like things are going well, just one day at a time over there. But what I've noticed is that, number one, we are extremely proud of him and his courage. And, yes, we have all eyes on Taiwan and everything going on over there. Very interested in that from our family's perspective right now. That said, Joe has had a proliferation of tattoos.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, it went from, I got a tattoo today, Mom, right here on my wrist. Oh, that's cute. Nice. Cool. And then I got one over here on this arm. All right. And then now he's done the sleeve.
He's done the sleeve.
On one of the, one of the arms.
It used to be in the military. Yeah. You couldn't do that.
Is that wild?
It was just, you could not do that. Or you could have any tattoo you wanted above the short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
So nothing showed on your lower arms. But
so,
now... You're seeing.
I'm still waiting for one that says "Dad" with the heart.
I'm wondering, is it weird as a parent?
He does have that, but he has to show it to you when he gets home.
Is it weird as a parent because we talk about that? What that feels like?
It's right there, right there.
When you have like your baby,
yeah.
No, they're always going to be a baby, even though you see them grow up and you have to look
at
them.
True statement.
Talk to them like a man. He's a man. You know, he's doing man things.
Yeah, more curds than I've ever had.
So, but this still for the mom, I'm wondering, like, when you see your baby start to get tatted up.
Yeah.
I mean, because it just seems to be kind of like when people get tats and they go with more than three, then they go for a lot.
Yeah.
All my nieces have tattoos everywhere.
It's the thing, you know, they roll with it. But Joe is he says, Dad, I'm in water systems maintenance, but you can just tell everyone that I'm an Air Force plumber. So he's testing water systems and doing all that stuff. And he said, you know, if and when were to get deployed, we would go out there. We'd be one of the first to arrive and set up all of the infrastructure related to the water systems. Very important. So I've talked to people like Pat Wallner here in Reading about Joe, and he said, you better send him my way when he gets out, because I got a job waiting for him, you know.
Which will pay him 2 to 3 times as much as
he journeyman plumbers, they make almost, $90 an hour on up from there. It's pretty amazing. So
the which kind of goes into our, you know.
Yeah, I know. We got to segue into business locally here. I was trying.
But,
I was trying. But efforting is what you guys
obviously
say.
Obviously, you're very proud of your son, as
totally.
Well you should be.
Yeah, and my other son, Kobe, just turned 13. And so we got a teenager in the house again. And what did we do on his birthday? He got an electric scooter that he'd been holding on to since Christmas. And we went out on the river trail. So we did that early in the morning. Then we went out to the Iron Mountain gun range and went shooting with my brother-in-law, Tommy. And so he got to shoot a .22 rifle for the first time and a 9mm handgun. And the first time he pulled the trigger on that 9mm, and felt the kickback. It was just awesome to see his face. I had a very similar expression when I did the same thing, recently. So. Okay. All right. So we're back. Sorry. All right. I'm pretty excited
today. Let's
take
a quick break and then we can get
started. Oh, that's always a good idea.
You know what? Talking about your son who's in Okinawa, I've spent 3 tours in Okinawa. No, 2 tours. But I've been there other times too, for periods of time in Korea and all the whole area over there many times. Okinawa is a beautiful, beautiful island. It's kind of like this. They don't like Americans, but they like individual Americans, if that makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, I lived out in town.
I kind of feel maybe they feel occupied in that way or something.
Well,
I don't know.
They were who they truly, truly had a real problem with was the Japanese. Because Okinawans were their own separate group. In fact, Hawaii was when they brought in workers, they came from Okinawa. So a lot of the people now who are, you know, American citizens in fifth generation came from Okinawa. But the Japanese came in and did away with the Okinawan language. Mm-hmm. They made them all learn Japanese. They changed the roads where they were driving on the right, like in America. And now, you know, then they drove on the left. And they brought in, a, you know, police that were very heavy-handed. And this was back sure. in the 80s. But Okinawa is a beautiful place. It's some of the best diving, scuba diving in the world. And while your son is there for a four-year tour, which I find it interesting.
That yeah, it's a get, long time.
I mean, that's like an accompanied tour. You know, when you're married, you go over there for 3 or 4 years. I'm surprised that he's going to be there for the whole 4 years.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't learn how to scuba dive, then he is missing out on something that's
just make sure he does that. And the last thing I want to say about him is he watched the movie Hacksaw Ridge at Hacksaw Ridge on his, you know, phone or tablet or something, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We have life insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She got us the best deal. And, in fact, we're going down there for a free review and evaluation
yeah, absolutely.
Here pretty soon. And if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks or insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for that free review and evaluation. She's been helping people, seniors, business owners, families, veterans since 1993, and she's a great person. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Okay, so now the
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it is hump day, and Wednesday, so it's all downhill from now till Friday. This portion of the show, when I say downhill, I mean it just gets easier.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I meant. It's just, you know, hey, two more days. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all of your Kubota needs. Anything you need down there for working on your property, from side-by-sides to tractors, skid steers, backhoes, they have it all, in all sizes, too, and they are easy to operate. You do it all. They do it local. That's right. Locally owned, locally operated, young couple down there. They're in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Linda and I are with Jake Mangus, the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. So, what's been going on in the last month?
Well, a lot's been going on in the last month. I've got two things that come to mind right away. One is this U.S. Chamber Foundation Business Fellowship that I concluded later in the month of March in Miami. And then the second thing is National Small Business Week is coming up the first week in May, and I wanted everybody to know what we're planning and invite people to participate with us. So the Business Fellowship was all about workforce development. We know when we have surveyed our membership, it's public safety, it's unsheltered people in our community, and then outside of the things like inflation, it's the and supply chain, it would be workforce. So we look at workforce participation, not unemployment rate, as something that's really important to us. And I just looked at something that the U.S. Chamber sent out earlier this week, and it said that for every 100 jobs available in California, there are 98 job seekers. So every 100 job openings, there are 98 job seekers, meaning that workforce participation is not cutting the mustard. Now, we're not as bad off as some of these other states in the U.S., particularly those like Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and so on. But it still is an issue. And when you break it down by county, you see that we have low workforce participation. What does that mean? It's now those people who are of working age, able-bodied and able to work, only about 6.5 out of 10 are actually in the workforce. And there are a number of reasons for that. I mean, there's early retirements. There's the increase in savings over the last few years. There's also the lack of access to affordable quality child care and early learning in our community and in other places throughout the country. We are in a child care desert here in Shasta County. And what does that mean for business? It really means that dual income households are harder to come by when you got to spend, like, you know, I have a family member who has two young kids and they pay almost $2,000 a month for their kids to be in child care. And so how many hours a month do you have to work and at what hourly rate to net enough money to break even on that child care scenario? We're finding that people are saying, you know, I'm tired of paying to not be with my children. So usually it's mom that decides she'll stay home with the kids until they get to school age, where you've got things like universal transitional kindergarten and so on. So we're losing a chunk of our workforce as a result of that. So it's interesting, just from a chamber standpoint and what we learned, that workforce development is really from the womb to the workplace. There's everything that happens in the first 5 years of life, And then there's the K through 12 experience. And then there's the post-secondary education time, anything after high school. And that could be trade schools and community colleges. And fortunately, here in our community, we have a lot of resources and wonderful organizations that have been at this for a long time, like the Smart Workforce Center, like Shasta College, like College and Career Options. And then on the early learning side, you've got the Shasta County Office of Education's early childhood education component. People like Renee Menifee and Joy Garcia that have been doing cutting-edge stuff, like things we've not seen anywhere else in the state that's drawing attention to Shasta County. And it's not only providing a greater capacity to serve young families, but also it's providing for learning opportunities for future teachers and school nurses and so on. So anyway, the chamber, chambers across the country have realized that we have a significant role to play in representing industry and workforce and making sure that's what is taught in the classroom makes sense for business. What I've heard, and I can keep going on this, but one of the greatest threats to higher education in this country is probably corporate America. Mm. When you look at the way that technology has evolved so quickly, why would a business believe that a degree, like just use myself as an example. I went to Chico State. I graduated in 2003. Arnold Schwarzenegger signed my degree, okay? So that kind of gives you a sense for the time period. We were still learning how, and this was media arts was what I did, right? Because I wanted to follow in my dad's footsteps. Why would anybody want to get into local media? That's the question, right? But
he
asked that question now and then.
Yeah. He goes, son, you don't want to do this. But I had to find out for myself. Anyway. We were learning how to sound record on reel to reel. I was working at Channel 7 in the early 2000s and I was recording on tape. It's not that way anymore. It's so digital and instantaneous. All these reporters have their phones in their hands. So the point is, why would my degree from 2003 put me in a good position to be hired today in media? It really wouldn't because I haven't stayed up on the technology. So they're finding that that said, businesses are finding that they can hire people for character and they can teach them the skills that they need. So you're seeing that in places
like that.
Sierra Pacific Industries is doing that. They're growing their talent from within and allowing people to advance, whether it's a blue collar job or working in one of the office administrative settings. So anyway, my hypothesis is that if we can develop stronger connections between local students that are in high schools in our county with meaningful learning and earning opportunities in local businesses, we're going to open their eyes to careers in our community they maybe didn't know existed. But the first thing that we want them to do is to go through a career assessment process. And College and Career Options has the third-party career assessment tool called U-Science. When I was in one of these cohort meetings with people from across the country in chambers, I said, which career assessment tool is the best? And they said, it's U-Science. So that's great to know that we're using it here. It's free. So anyone could go in there and take this. But the reason why it's so effective.
Is it online?
It's online. Okay. And you can actually pay for it on your own, too.
What does that do? Does it tell you like they used to give you these tests.
I'm going to tell
and
you.
They would tell you that, you know, you are well suited for these. And I always remember it.
I will tell
teacher,
you.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Military. And it was probably a third one. I got my teaching degree years later.
Yeah.
And it went into the military.
And so, I'm sure you applied the teaching element to what you did in your leadership roles in the military. I was thinking, and how much of it is being a coach and a parent and all those other things, I could only imagine, but you're right. It is a test that you go through brain games, and it assesses you for your aptitude. What is your skill set? What are you naturally, innately gifted at doing? And then you talk about passion and interest, and then we look at the workforce and the job market locally and nationally and trends in certain industries. So once my thought is once the student goes through the assessment, then we know what they are likely to be successful doing. There's a warm handoff to the chamber, and we help to connect them with local businesses where they can have paid internship opportunities. And when we talk to people like SMART and Shasta College and O2 Employment Services and Simpson University, you realize that there are programs and funding available here to accomplish something like that without a big lift. So our plan is to start with something that is manageable and we can prove the model and then expand it. But I think it's going to be really fun to see that evolve over time.
I guess I don't understand something you said. Maybe I misunderstood it. But you said the problem with our education system is corporate America.
No. The idea that the biggest threat to higher education and enrollment, I think, is corporate America because they're teaching their own people within their own organization.
I see what you're saying.
Rather than
they're bringing them up from a
correct.
The only thing a college degree gives, in my opinion, I mean, it gives you basic knowledge on whatever that subject is, but it tells an employer, I was every day going, I was on time, I achieved this, and for 4 years I was able to be there every day, take all these classes, and graduate.
I love that.
And that's the only thing it tells me. Because, okay, that tells me you've got the tenacity and you've got the stick-to-itiveness to get a degree. Now, how can I use that in my business? And it doesn't necessarily, you know, you're a history. Okay, you got your degree in history. Super. I want you to take this, this portion of my company and build it.
One thing that the pandemic did is it disrupted so much, and including the way that we attack business too. I mean, look at all of the stories, the headlines this week about the rents and the lack of commercial occupancy in metro centers because people are working from home more often than not and they don't need as much space. We're seeing that in some ways in our community, but we haven't been hit as much here in Shasta County.
Well, yesterday Shasta College, or Monday, Shasta College was on with us, and they're offering the health management degrees, you know, the coding and all the things that go with it. All the classes are online.
That's right.
So a woman who has gone through it and getting ready to graduate from the four-year program that they actually have, you can get a Bachelor of Science from it. She's in Southern California.
Right. She called in and she's,
got three kids, but she got that degree.
That is a great example.
It's a great example of that. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They are on the cutting edge of technology. We already talked about the cardio-MEMS that they have, but they have TAVR valve replacement. They have just stepped forward with the new breast surgery center that they have that they're working with Dr. Strickland. They are our area hospital. Healing does start there. We'll be right back.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, in the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning here on the 12th of April as I comb my very distinguished mustache. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
I can't stop touching my face either. Facial hair is still new.
It is. What do you do? And Jake's got a beard, and so he now looks older than me. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a great place to get your hair cut.
Can you get your beard trim there?
Well, yeah, I think they do. Yeah. I think they do beard trims. I might, after I end the discoverance part of my mustache, figuring out what it's supposed to look like, I might ask them for some help.
Yeah, are we going to go Raleigh fingers or something like that later?
I don't know. I'm just,
no handlebar.
I wanted to go Sam Elliott, but it's not working. But it is truly a barbershop. It's not a salon. I've never had a bad haircut there. They are good guys. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make your haircut work in your schedule. You just give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's always man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. And we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. A lot of things going on here this month.
We've got
next month.
That's right. Our team from Visit Reading, which is under the umbrella of the Chamber, they're actually in New York City this week meeting with public relations firms. This has been set up by a marketing company called DCI that we partner with on this aspect of our contract with the City of Reading. Their expertise is public relations, and they've got connections with all the big dogs in the Big Apple. So what's pretty exciting to think about is you've got Danny Orloff and Jennifer Zimmer from our team doing these desk-side interviews with big PR firms representing magazines and publications across the country and world, talking about the Sundial Bridge and Cool April Nights and the Reading Rodeo and all the things that, and mountain biking and all the stuff that makes
Bigfoot Adventure Challenge.
Exactly. And the fact that Shasta Lake is at 16 feet from full pool and rising almost a foot a day. I just geek out on that, and I know that means a lot to our summer occupancy in our hotels.
What is their end result of being there? What are they doing?
So the idea is that they're pitching story ideas to travel writers and then getting those folks to pick up certain elements of the stories. In fact, I talked to Danny on a video call last night, and he was on the streets of NYC. And anyway, he said one of the meetings that they had was actually focusing on the indigenous people in Redding and Shasta County. And they really liked the idea of the basket weaving and the dugouts and the, what do we call it, the Stillwater Powwow and all of those things.
Stillwater Powwow and Redding Rancheria has partnered up with the Redding Rodeo Association to have the powwow there, and they love it.
I think
it's a perfect place.
It is such a cool relationship, too. It really harkens back to, you know, days gone by and everything. And so it's exciting. Visit California is making the Native Voice, Native California, one of its areas of focus from a tourism marketing standpoint.
Oh, I like
so
that.
We're really leaning into that as well. And that's exciting. So I think it was, was it Insider Magazine? Something, one that I'd heard of, gave a big compliment to the work that our team has been doing and the tools, the marketing tools that we created to share with them. So this is like a magazine. It's the best we've seen. So excited about what they're doing. And one of the things that they're talking about is, of course, hot cars and cool April nights coming up in a couple of weeks.
Can't believe it's here.
I mean, we were kind of in this rainy fog for months.
Yes.
And now that the clouds
like,
have broken.
Yes. It's like the covers have been pulled back. Wait.
Here we
I'm
are.
I'm not ready for this yet.
Yeah.
Can we go slowly? No, it's bang, boom.
Yeah.
We got Red Bluff Roundup. We got cool April nights. We have the Redding Rodeo. I mean, and there's people are getting married, and there's events everywhere.
Freedom Day at 4th of July with a huge fireworks.
I love this time of the year. It's so much fun. And the beginning of baseball season and the Colt 45s are going to start here in about a month and a half, and it's the 100th anniversary of Tiger Field.
Oh, yeah. We have we're reaching out to people if they'd like to sponsor games. There's only 41, 42 games. So, you know, if you want to sponsor a game, it's a very reasonable price, and that pays for us to pay for our broadcaster and all of our production staff here, because we love putting the Colt 45's baseball on the air and then streaming it out to the kids' families or the players' families and all this. So, if you'd like to do that, give Sue a call at 530-605-4565 and sponsor a game. Like I said, it's a real reasonable price, and it adds, and then you also get a month of advertising on the station for the same thing. That's your game.
I was talking to Brett over at C.R. Gibbs yesterday, and he's involved with the 45s. And I said, so how's recruitment gone this off season? And there was this rumor that Rick and Patty Bassetti were going to be driving from Florida back to California recruiting on the way home, and it's true.
I've been following them on Facebook.
Yep.
They've
How
been
fun.
Stopping in all these different places.
Yep.
And then we know that we have very generous people here in the Redding and Anderson area in Shasta County that open their homes for these players to be able to be housed for the summer months. And how fun. You know, somebody's kids have gone and they're like feeling, got an extra room. I'd love to have, you know, one of the young players come and stay with us for the summer.
Buy their food, but they can do things like mow your grass. And
yes, and they want to earn their keep.
Always looking for homes to sponsor these players, so be thinking of that too. Anyway,
so Cool April Nights, the big thing for us at the Chamber is our Thursday evening Crown Motors Mixer. It's the one that those that are a part of the show and shine, showing off their vehicles, when I go and I walk around and I thank them all for participating, they often say that it's the best one of the week, other than the big show. So we look forward to that. Tickets are available now at readingchamber.com. You can find it on our Facebook page as well. And it's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You get, you know, as much water and soda as you want to drink. And then we've got 15 restaurants participating. It's sort of like Taste of Reading, where you go in and you get unlimited tastes of all of the tables there that are inside the service department. Crown Motors makes a big commitment to us.
Local breweries?
We have local breweries, and we have a full bar as well, but those are for purchase. This is in the end, it's a fellowship experience and a celebration of cool April nights, and we hope that in the end we have a positive bottom line for the chamber at some point in there too. But that's kind of the after the fact point of it all.
I found a 1948 Jeep, which would be, you know, in the age range of that. The only problem is it doesn't have an engine or tires or a drivetrain.
Oh, that's hard.
And it's kind of rusted out. I'm not sure. Is it okay if I tow it down the cruise with another car?
I think that would be okay.
And you can wave at people.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. And people would get a kick out of it. You should call Ryan Denham over at SJ Denham and ask him for one of their new Jeeps to tow the old one.
And then you're
all set.
There you go. Okay, we got... Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and get on the rest of the stuff. You know, your trip back to the Chamber of Commerce, I'd really love for you to come back, and so we can spend an hour on that, because workforce development is so important. Shasta College, Simpson University, which is offering degrees in engineering and your master's in business,
It's not a liberal arts school alone anymore.
Yeah, it has gotten, you know, everybody knows they're famous for their teaching and nursing programs, but they have really branched out into a lot of other things that gives, you know, and it is a university. I mean, it is a four-year degree, and they partner with Shasta College so they can move people over from Shasta College to Simpson, and
correct,
it's just seamless like that. And, you know, so
Redding's hometown university.
Yeah, and so with Shasta College and that, I mean, and then Shasta College has a strong, strong technical side to it for people.
Yes.
And they also have nursing programs, and they also have the dental technicians that your son is falling in love with. Hey, this portion of the show, well, this is a public service announcement. Redding's regional chapter of Safari Club International is having their annual fundraising banquet. It's their 29th annual banquet, Saturday, April 29th, at the Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5 p.m. For reception and games at 6:30 dinner. Then the auctions and drawings. Games, auctions, drawings include guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, and specific items for ladies. You've been there almost every year.
Well, you emcee it, and yes, it's a great event, so I encourage anybody to. And they also do a lot about restoring lands.
That's the
restoration. That's always a
protecting step, the freedom to
that's
hunt.
My importance of the, you know, the learning about the different species and what is being done through the Safari Club International and the coalitions in regards to land management.
Look for more information. Go to sciredding.org. We'll be right back.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl and the Bot. Your only locally owned station around here. Today, the 12th of April.
Zing.
2023, 8:50 in the morning, and we are here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about his trip to Florida, with all of the chambers of commerce and the things he said. And you need to come back, maybe bring Todd with you.
That sounds great.
And let's just make an hour that we can discuss that business things that you heard, and then how that ties in with. The EDC.
It really works because of the talent attraction component of what the EDC is working on, and then the chambers focus more on the retention of talent that's in the county, and it's all related, and that's why it's great to have Todd Jones and the EDC as part of the board of the chamber. One of the things coming up in May that we're excited about every year is National Small Business Week, May 1st through the 5th. We are celebrating local businesses once again. Haley Sol Kennedy is our membership director, and she is heading this up from the staff level. We've got great volunteer support from our ambassadors and board. Julia Ray Corbin-Smith from Tri-Counties Bank is our ambassador chair this year. And Michelle Nystrom, representing our board, is leading the charge on that volunteer group's input and efforts. So three things that are happening that I want to mention. On Tuesday, May 2nd, we're doing something called Coffee on Us, all day at Old Shasta Coffee Company. All you have to do is like, comment, or share our post that day and get a free coffee at Old Shasta. Then on May 3rd, Bay Alarm is hosting a Burgers and Barbecue. This is a membership celebration lunch from 11:30 to 1:30 at Bay Alarm. I think that's on Cypress and Larkspur, right around that neighborhood over there. Everyone is welcome. You can come and see what the chamber is all about and have free burgers and barbecue that day. And then on May 4th, we're going to celebrate the week that was with a chamber happy hour at Fall Rivers Brewery on East Side Road from 4 to 6 p.m. Join us for a free beer, and let's toast to local business. So you're going to see a lot of activity on social media that week. Michelle Nystrom and I are going to be going around and interviewing local businesses. We can stop by KCNR if you want.
Absolutely.
Talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Celebrate the success of the radio station all these years. And we're happy to do that. We want to show a variety of businesses that are a part of the chamber and why they are. Some are with us for networking. Some are with us just because they feel it's the right thing to do. Others are looking for the advocacy work that we do. And there are many other reasons as well. So join us. Also, this week, tomorrow at Caliber Office Furniture is one of the biggest and best greeters that we do every year. Chris Cable is supporting Catalyst Mentoring and also giving away like $20,000 in office furniture tomorrow. He usually has a great breakfast spread with coffee and sometimes breakfast burritos from Burrito Bandito, and his location is out there on Airport Road. He said he's got staff and volunteers as parking attendants. I love every week at Greeters, we've had more than 100 people every week.
It's a lot of fun.
It's gotten to the point
where does
it
start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
During our show.
Concludes at 9, but we see people show up around 7:45 and linger until 9:30, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But it's a chamber traffic jam every week in some location. And we feel for the neighboring businesses, but we're in and out in an hour and a half or something. But it's really been a great thing to see that community grow on Thursday mornings. It's really kind of the heartbeat of the chamber, that group of businesses.
Fantastic.
I have an idea that I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
What else you got?
Beyond that, I think that
the Redding Rodeo
with
on the river.
Toughest cowboys and rankest bulls. I love John Growney, by the way, and he is
such a fan.
He's going to be on the show next week, I believe.
Again, this is that rodeo season where you can't get enough John Growney and Red Rock and Lane Frost and all those stories of yesteryear. The Red Bluff Roundup is a blast. I went to high school in Red Bluff, and it was always a big deal. And then in Redding, to be a part of this unique location right by the Sacramento River where you can enjoy the rodeo, you just can't find a better setting for that event.
Well, the Red Bluff Roundup coming up here on the 20th, 21st, is going to be an outstanding event. As we know, John Growney is going to be on our show next week, along with hopefully the world champion barrel racer out of Red Bluff, Nellie. Hopefully we can get her on. But then after that, then we get ready, of course, then for the Redding Rodeo, 75 years of tradition. And the program is going to be kind of like a mini history program.
Nice.
Of the rodeo for the last 75 years.
I talked to Cindy there. She's the GM, I believe,
GM
the new one.
Yes.
And
doing an outstanding job.
She is a dynamo.
Yes, she is.
Talked to her on the phone, and we're looking forward to connecting with the rodeo and Golden Valley Bank when they host greeters together here in the coming weeks. Pretty interesting stuff happening there. The last couple of weeks, there was a decision made by the city council to move forward on a grant to improve the boat launch there behind the rodeo grounds. We always knew it as the Posse Grounds Boat Launch. It's called the Turtle Bay Boat Ramp, I think, officially.
Nobody knows that.
And so that area is definitely dilapidated. And
it definitely needs to be fixed.
Yeah, you got bad stuff happening back there. And yet we have data from a local company that can show us through cell phone data, it's that tracking software, that we've got a lot of people of affluence coming up from the Bay Area to fly fish in our community. So we want them to have a positive experience when they're in Redding. We don't want them to see, you know, open drug deals and prostitution and stuff like that.
In a bathroom you can't use.
Yeah, we don't want people busting out windows and all these things. So this would be an improvement. And if it were to happen, I think the breaking ground date is beyond 2026.
Is that it's got to be done in a atmosphere that it doesn't take away the rodeo grounds, because part of their plan right now takes a lot of 10,000 square feet of our leased property at the rodeo grounds, and there hasn't been any plans done on that. Both the fishermen and the fly fishing community and the Redding Rodeo Association, we've gotten together, and we know how it can be done
if the city listens to us, but yeah. There's no guarantee of that.
That was the point. I put together a Facebook post on this before the city council meeting made this decision, and kind of laid out the information as I knew it to be. I talked to the city, I talked to the fly fishermen, and I talked to Cindy at the rodeo. And so my conclusion was, it sounds like it's possible to come up with a win-win-win, and that's what we would want to see, the fishing community, the city, and the rodeo coming to an agreement where nobody loses. You want to see that it's a win for all. And it seems, as an outside party, to be very possible. But I think there's just trust that needs to be built there. We had that unsolicited offer from Populous McConnell Foundation and K2 Development Companies recently on the property where the rodeo grounds is and the Civic Auditorium. Remember that from the last year or so. And so that came as a surprise to those folks that occupy those locations. So as a way of building goodwill and building trust, improving the communication is a must in that. So.
Well, you know, frankly, I think, this is just me, I think there's parts of the city bureaucracy that could care less about the rodeo. They could care less. They are, they don't understand the rodeo. They don't understand what's needed there to protect people and the animals, and they just don't care.
I did know that, or I had heard from people like Bennett Gooch with the Rodeo Association over the last few years that they'd love to see an extension to their lease where they could make a capital investment in improving the grounds.
There are so many things we can do down there, but the city refuses to extend the lease. And they said, well, we've got to wait till the river plan.
That's right. We've got the Redding Riverfront specific plan revision occurring now. So.
Well. You know what? Yeah. I see mouths moving. Oh, we support the rodeo. I don't see anything on paper. So anyway, so many things happening. The Chamber of Commerce is pushing it out there. So many things. Jake, thanks a lot for being here.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Every opportunity that we get to share a message and what's going on. And as is often the case, we didn't even scratch the surface. A lot of other stuff going on.
Tomorrow
so
morning.
So much appreciate you joining us.
Tomorrow morning, Chris Street.
Trish Clark.
And Trish Clark will be with us along with Simpson University. And Chris Street's going to talk about his opinion, the financial problems that Shasta County is having. That's tomorrow at 7:00, and then Simpson University at 8:00. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.